Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
This morning we're going to talk about veterans and Germanna Community College. Bill Anderson is here, Allie Dudley is here, and Nicole Geisenhoff is here. We're going to talk about a veterans program and a number of components with that as we go along this morning. Good morning to all of you. Thank you all for coming in.
Good morning.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
Good to have you here. Bill, I'll start off with you. We'll kind of go around the room here and talk about kind of how you got to Germanna and what you do. You were just telling me you have not been you're new to Germanna Community College.
Yeah, I started about a month ago. They were looking. They'd been looking earlier in the year for someone to help set up a veterans mentor program, and it's a program that just really is getting off the ground. They've got some money in a grant from Virginia Community College System, and the college got behind the really kind of jumped on the wagon here. Wanted to do something. I think it's really important to come up with a program to help the student veterans with a mentor program,
and that's something. I mean, we've done shows in the past with Bob Dixon and others on veterans and Germanna, and that's been an emphasis for Germanna to try to reach out and provide helps to veterans.
Oh, very much so. I've been impressed since I joined with the Veterans Center that they set up, with Nicole and Bob helping veteran students. So I'm delighted to be part of it.
Nicole, talk about your involvement with this and the background that you bring.
Well, I came to Germanna about 2 years ago as a military spouse, so I certainly understand what our veterans and their family members are going through. My husband's recently retired from the military, so we decided to settle in the area so I could continue here with Germanna. And I kind of run our Veterans Center, work very closely with our veteran support counselor, Bob Dixon, and we work as a team along with the rest of our staff in the Veterans Center to help support our students when they come in, to help them transition from the military to the classroom. You think these people are out there on the battlefield and they're not afraid, but they come to the school and it's intimidating. It's a big transition. So we really try to help and ease that for them.
Boy, that is, because the terminology is all different, and education, higher education, if you've never dealt with it before, there's a lot of things to learn.
Absolutely, and especially when you consider that they're utilizing their GI Bill benefits, and which means that they're working with the VA, which is a huge machine, very intimidating. They don't really know how it all works, so we're here to help them through that process.
And I would think that having somebody like you that has some knowledge of veterans and you can kind of steer them where they need to go would be very reassuring.
That's certainly our hope, and that's what our Veterans Center is there for. We want to help them through the process from the beginning to the end. We want them to be able to walk in the door and apply for their benefits, be completely walked through that process, take away some of the mystery of applying to Germanna and starting the classes, registering for the classes, and not just that, but also help them develop their four-year plan. Where are you going to be in 4 years? Are you going to continue on to another university? Are you going to look for a career track? And how can we help you in doing that?
I think just the fact once they get to know you and know your story and know that you're from a military family, it's not as though you're someone who is just a person of keeping the seat warm. You know what's going on.
Right, that's our hope. We want them to know that we care. It's not just assisting them with benefits and things like that, but we want to foster a sense of belonging. They have different life experiences. They're not the traditional student at the school, so sometimes they might feel a little different walking into the student lounge. They might not feel a real connection, but we want them to walk into the Veterans Center and feel like they belong, feel like there are people here that understand them. It's not just Bob and I. Bob is retired from the Army, but we also have five work-study students. All of them are either veterans or family members, And we try to create a space where they feel welcome, they feel comfortable, they feel like they can ask their questions, they can come in, they can do their work, utilize our resources, and just get everything that they need.
Now, I know people that I know that have gone out of the military and then gone either into the workforce or gone back into college. They just seem less, and like you said at the very beginning, that you have this, you see what kind of person they are, and you think oh, they'll have no problem with whatever they choose. But it's a transition.
Right. You see everything that they've done in their life, everything that they've accomplished, and these are young men and women. They're coming in, they're 23, 24, 25, and they've already done so much, but they have so much potential. So we're just wanting to help them tap into that potential and just continue to grow and continue to do great things.
Allie, talk about what you do.
Yes. So I don't work directly in the Veterans Center, but I work with Nicole and Bob and Bill. And I am the advanced standing counselor for Germana. So I've been here for about a year, and I too, same as Nicole, am a military spouse. My husband recently separated from the Army. So what I do specifically with Germana is work with non-traditional credit. So whether that be a CLEP test that many of our service members are coming in with because they are free to active duty service members, or if I'm developing a portfolio program. So for the credit that they're not able to get through their joint service transcripts for the Marines, Army, Navy, and Coast Guard, Community College of the Air Force, for the Air Force, a little bit different. Mm-hmm. But for those transcripts, we evaluate them, see what credit we're able to give to them from just their jobs in the military as well as their training. And then if we can't get credit from that, we're hoping that we can have them develop a portfolio to show past work experience, because a lot of our veterans had a career before they joined the military. So maybe that career can translate into other credits. And we're just really hoping to maximize their time with us so that they can utilize their GI Bill in the best way possible.
Boy, again, what you provide is so useful, just because so many of these people have so many great life experiences.
Absolutely.
That may or may not translate into something into college credit, but
right.
But they may.
Right. And it depends on what they did in the military. Sometimes it's very easily translated into a degree plan, and sometimes it's a little bit different, which is where the portfolios come in, so they can show their experience and match that up with one of our business management classes. So that's what we're hoping to do most recently, and aiming to get them as much credit as they can. So yeah, the 2 years might not be 2 years. So that intimidating experience when they come in, if you can come in with college credit, it's not as intimidating of a process.
Right. It's not as though you're starting from you're just starting out from scratch as just a quote unquote lowly freshman.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Do you encounter, like Nicole talked about, just the whole how a person comes into college and can be just overwhelmed by everything? I guess you would see probably the same thing.
Oh, absolutely. And I think everyone thinks that you need to come to college as an 18-year-old kid, and that's not the case, especially at Germana. We have students of all ages. So I think once they get in the door and they see other students of non-traditional ages, it helps. And then if they know that they're not starting from scratch, that's even more of an aid.
Is that changing too? Because I remember back 1,000 years ago when I was in college, when someone was older that would be, and they would stand out. But as I go around and see colleges now, there's much more of a mixture, and the age range is much more balanced.
Absolutely. We always say it's never too late to go back to school, and you can see that from our population at Germana, both veteran and non-veterans. Ages range from 18 to, you know,
Whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're talking about veterans in Germana Community College this morning. Bill Anderson here, Allie Dudley, and Nicole Geisenhoff. When we come back, I'm going to talk with Bill about some of his real life experiences, and continue to talk about this grant and the program that's going on at Germana. More on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Our focus this morning, veterans in Germanic Community College, a mentoring program that lines up business people as mentors and helps veterans get background credits and things like that at Germana. The new veteran mentor supervisor is Bill Anderson. Bill, talk a little bit about your background. I know you've got a pretty extensive military background.
Well, I'm a veteran, retired from the Marine Corps Reserve, and I'm also a retired DoD civilian. I spent a lot of time working in international affairs. Spent a lot of time overseas. Came back to the Fredericksburg area a few years ago. Worked as a contractor, and I've been teaching at the Marine Corps University on the adjunct faculty for about 6 years. And heard about this opportunity, and I thought it was kind of fit in with what I've been doing in my faculty stuff with students at Marine Corps University. And it sounds like a really neat opportunity. The program is designed to match student veterans with, role models in the community, preferably veterans themselves on a one-on-one basis to help them transition from, military to college and into some career situation. And at the same time, helping them with professional and personal growth. So Allie talked about the academic piece, and this is kind of the second part of the transition to be, end up being fruitful members of the community. And that's why we think that we're trying to get the community involved through the opportunity to be mentors, which is a great opportunity for them to promote community values.
And I guess you're still looking.
Oh, yeah, we're just getting off the ground here. This is really the first kind of public service thing that we've done. I've got a couple of meetings scheduled with local organizations, community organizations, in the next month or so to talk about the program. And so we got, two parts. We're trying to find, trying to enlist some students to participate. And then at the second part, we're trying to find the role models to help them, learn about working in the civilian world. I mean, some of these, well, most of them are coming from, they went from high school into the military, and they've never really had an opportunity to think about some kind of a career employment pattern that they need to, go forward with.
And boy, that is tough when you think about most of these people have done that, and all of a sudden, everything in the quote unquote real world as compared to what they're used to in the military, it's a totally different thing.
Yeah, that's correct.
As someone who had to make that transition yourself from the military, then into the 40-hour a week or so world, what were some of the challenges that you found?
Well, I mean, basically the challenge is, to find something that you're interested in. Where do you want to live? What's your family situation? We may have some students that are married and may have children at this point. So it's going to be an interesting process for us to look at potential mentors, and one of the challenges is to try to match a mentor with a student veteran, so that there's a potential for a good relationship between the two, so that they can both benefit from that. But it's like, what do you want to do when you grow up? So what are you going to do now that somebody's not telling you what to do every day?
Is that tough?
So I think for some people, I think for some people it is. It really is.
Because you
when you're in the military, you've got there's a plan. For the next 2-3 years, what you're going to do. Somebody's going to tell you what to do. You know where you're going to go to work. And now you step out the door and they hand you your honorable discharge and your discharge certificate or whatever, and say, okay, now what do I do now? You know, oops.
Now, I've talked to people in the military, and even on the show, I've talked about how when you're in the military, you can't wait to get out of what you look as oppressive, but all of a sudden you get out there, and when you have to start making those decisions, it's not as easy as you might have thought it would be.
And we're just trying to come up with a program that's going to help the veterans who end up at Germanna to make that transition, make it, you know. It's not going to be easy, but we can make it easier.
As you look for mentors, what are some of the things, some of the qualities that you're looking for in some of the mentors that you'd like to have?
Well, you know, mentoring has been around a long time. There's a lot of resources, but we're looking for experienced professionals. You know, someone has been successful in a profession. They're a veteran. They're the type of a positive role model. They listen well. They want to help. They're a good resource for the student to help them not only negotiate college life, but also start thinking about after, you know, what they're going to do after the 2 years, go to a 4-year school or get a job somewhere. Mm-hmm. We don't want to concentrate on something like, you know, being a jobs program. This isn't a jobs program. We're not asking mentors that join and then be willing to offer this student a job. We're looking at kind of a broader, more theme of helping this student transition to the civilian workforce.
Well, and like you said a few minutes ago, I hadn't even thought of, you know, to match up. You want to make sure that the student and the mentor are a good match. It's more than just looking at a piece of paper and saying, we'll put here and here. You want to get to know both of them so that you do have a match that's successful for both of them.
Yeah, we'd want both of them to apply with we're working on an application process that they can apply, you know, to the program. And then we'll review those applications. I anticipate we'll probably be interviewing prospective mentors, you know, and then sit down using Bob Dixon and Allie and Nicole, you know, sit down kind of in a working group and figure out who do we think is going to be a good match.
For the mentors, I would think that there are a lot of advantages being part of a program, because I remember a few years ago, this was during the first – during the Gulf War, and we ended up there was a local veteran who just gotten out of the military, and so he became kind of our local analyst, and it would come in at various points, and he was fascinating because he would come in here and look at things, and he wasn't shy about saying why did you do something this way or that way, and we changed the way we did a few things just because. He would sit around and talk with us and question us on things.
And I think there's a lot of benefits to being a mentor.
Yeah.
I mean, personal development of being, working on leadership skills and coaching skills, things like that. Just make a difference in somebody else's life is probably would be my kind of a keystone, you know, theme of the program.
Should they contact you if someone is interested?
I was interested at wanderson@germanna.edu. ANDERSON.
And like you say, it's not the kind of thing that you sign up for something like this and you're signing away your life or you're obligating yourself to start hiring people. But
this is not, again, it's not a. This is a, you know, this is kind of a community program in a sense. We're wanting to use resources in the community to help some of these student veterans finish their academic program, but also in the end become, constructive members of the community and good citizens. And that's gonna help, we think.
Nicole, as someone who's been involved with the center for a few years now, I mean, this is really a jewel for this community. There's so many veterans in this community, and to have this kind of thing here and have it available through someplace like Germana, it's really we're fortunate to have this.
We are. It's an exciting time at Germana. It's an exciting time to be a veteran at Germana, I think, because there are so many programs that we're developing between the Advanced Standing and the Mentoring Program. I'm hearing a lot of excitement from our students about this program. They're really excited to get it off the ground and to see what kind of mentors are out there and how they can help them grow. So I love that Germana is not just resting on their laurels. We're not just saying, okay, we're good enough, we've got this, we're good enough. We're always looking for ways that we can improve and that we can keep helping our students. And I think this is a great step.
Now, you look at the number of veterans, the number of people, and you mentioned just how young these veterans are now just because of the situation with the military.
Right. Well, we run the gamut. I mean, we've got a lot of very young veterans who have served one tour, earned their education benefit, and they're coming out and they're ready to use it. And then we have a lot of retirees. So we really do run the gamut of all ages.
We're talking about veterans at Germana Community College this morning. Bill Anderson here, Allie Dudley is here, and Nicole Geisenhoff. We just heard from Nicole here also this morning. I will continue to talk about this program when we come back on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's now 8:30.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
You can also text us if you have a question or comment. You can text us directly, 540-371-5756. 540-371-5756 if you want to send a text with a question. We are talking about veterans in Germana Community College this morning. Bill Anderson here, the veteran mentor supervisor. Allie Dudley is the advanced standing counselor. And Nicole Geisenhoff deals with the veterans too, with the Veterans Center. If someone's joining us late, Nicole, talk about what the center is all about, because overall that's where I guess people are going to first go to, and you provide some fantastic stuff.
We do. Our center is staffed with 5 work studies that are all veterans themselves, and then we also have 2 dedicated staff members, and I guess now 3 with the addition of Bill as our Veterans Mentor Program. And we try to provide like a one-stop shop mentality for our students. We're located at our Fredericksburg campus, but we do travel to our Stafford Center or Culpeper or Locust Grove if a veteran needs to meet us out there, maybe has some transportation issues. And what we try to do is we just try to help our students when they come in. We want to help them from the very first step of applying for their GI Bill benefits, having assistance in understanding and utilizing their GI Bill benefits, registering for college, registering for classes, taking some of the mystery out of the experience, and just helping them transition from the military to the classroom.
I would think that no matter who you are when you come to college, it's daunting to have someone to be able to hold your hand and say, this is what this word means, or this is what this means, or this is where you have to go. And especially in this situation where a person really might be a fish out of water.
Yeah, we get a lot of feedback from our students about the success of the Veterans Center and how much it has helped them with the transition. And so we're always looking for ways that we can improve, ways that we can get better. But we're really proud about how Germana is serving our veteran population right now.
You mentioned the GI Bill. Is that the number of people using that continuing to rise at Germana?
It is. And, you know, we're always looking for more, obviously. But we have right now, I think last count yesterday, we were about 418 students that are utilizing their GI Bill at Germana. They're not all just veterans. They're also family members. And obviously we'll assist the family members, too. We're here for all of our military community. And there's a lot more veterans at Germana that aren't necessarily using their GI Bill benefits. Sometimes they'll be saving them because the community college is such a cost-effective solution to your education that they might be saving their benefits to use at a 4-year university, which is much more expensive, or to go on for their master's degree. Mm-hmm.
So family members can be part of the GI Bill. I don't think I knew that.
They can. There's a couple of programs where they can. The Chapter 33 or post 9/11 bill is one that can be transferred to family members. My daughter actually uses that where she goes to school in D.C., so I'm intimately familiar with it from both sides, from the professional side and then also from the parent side.
That's interesting. I mean, and I guess those are some of the things that you at the center can help people with, answer those questions or recommend some things in case they may not, a person may not know that.
Right, for that. And then we also, we're also aware of resources in the community. There are state programs for veterans and their dependents, especially for our disabled veterans, that unfortunately a lot of information isn't out there about. So we've been able to assist our students actually getting free tuition. There's a program in Virginia, the Virginia Military Survivors and Dependents Program, that's available to spouses and children of 100% or 90 to 100% disabled veterans that are residents of Virginia or those that have unfortunately been lost in the line of duty. And that provides free tuition at any public university in the state of Virginia. And a lot of our students didn't know about it. So the day that we can assist them in applying for that and using that program and realizing that they can receive a full education for free, it's an exciting day.
I was going to say, that's a very good day.
It's a very good day.
So, I mean, you find out that kind of information and someone asks, how are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You're doing really well. But again, there are things out there like that, big and small, that you all are kind of plugged into, mm-hmm. and can assist.
We are. We do our best to keep knowledgeable and keep on top of all the new things that are being offered, and especially any changes in the GI Bill. With the change in budgeting and things like that, there's always things that are changing about the GI Bill, and we try to make sure our students are aware of that and help them navigate that, and then also help them find alternative ways to pay for their education if their GI Bill is running out. Help them apply for vocational rehab or a variety of other programs that's available to them.
Was it Joanna recently that you had a mother son combination that were veterans at Joanna?
We did. She was actually one of our work studies. The mom was one of our work studies in our office, and she this week was her first week as an employee at Joanna. So she has continued to grow. That's Sabrina. She's working in our Career and Transfer Center. Hi, Sabrina, if you're listening. And her son, Craig, was also a student at Joanna.
That's exciting to see that kind of this whole area of Joanna reaching out and assisting veterans it continues to grow as we talk about this mentoring program today. You see these different components, and slowly but surely this is becoming really a big part of Joanna.
It really is, and it makes sense, you know, considering where we're located, right here by Quantico and by other military bases and just the large veteran population that Virginia has. So it certainly makes sense that that's what we're doing. But I love Joanna's dedication as a military spouse, as a military sister, possibly a military parent. We'll see. I have a 17-year-old who's thinking about it. But it's heartening to see the dedication that Joanna has put to their veterans. They don't just say the words. They put the resources out there for the students.
You mentioned that this veterans office is at the Fredericksburg mm-hmm. campus. I guess if a person's interested or wants to find out more, just stop by the office and sit down with somebody?
Absolutely. Come on by the office. There's always somebody there during our working hours to help you out with that. You can also email us all of our information. I'm not going to try to spell my name for you on the radio, but all of our information is on our website. If you just go to the Joanna main page, type in veterans, and all of our information is right on there. We would love to have anybody stop by. Happy to give them as much information as we can.
Now, that's Nicole Geisenhoff. She is at Joanna along with Allie Dudley. Allie, you are the advanced standing counselor. You explained last time what that is. I won't even try to. I'll let you explain again what that is.
It might sound fancier than it is. But basically, advanced standing is just any way that you can get non-traditional college credit. So whether that be through a test or that be through your military transcripts or a portfolio that students would produce. So my job is to help students gain that non-traditional credit as easily as possible. So I'm here to make that process a little bit easier. And the grant that we're currently working under is going to be really helpful because we're also working with four other Virginia community colleges. So Northern Virginia, Lord Fairfax, Thomas Nelson, and Tidewater. So we're working and collaborating together in order to maximize those credits on the joint service transcript so we can really come together as a Virginia community college system and give as many credits as possible to the service members who have obviously earned the credit to begin with. So,
is that fairly new? Is this a fairly new kind of concept to try to do this? Because I know in the past we've done shows and talked with veterans, and that's always has always been a big thing of. I've done all this in the military, but it just doesn't transfer over into any kind of college credit.
It's always been a point for Germana to give credit for the joint service transcripts, and we have been for quite some time. But now the goal is to maximize more of the credits on the transcripts. So that's definitely the goal. And it's difficult when a student was perhaps a military police officer in the military and doesn't want to go into criminal justice when they get out. So obviously a lot of their training is going to be related to that job. So sometimes in that situation it can be a little tricky, but that's where the portfolios come in, so that we can look at that experience that they did as a military police officer. Maybe they were a supervisor, and then maybe they can create a portfolio to show that they have principles of supervision, so we could give them that business credit. So that's really my job, to see what they've done and kind of look at it in different ways.
So if I come down, if I come in and I sit down in your office, and how do you go about things? Do you look at everything that I've done and then try to see where it might fit in the whole Germana scheme of things?
Absolutely. Bob Dixon and I work together, and so he would see the joint service transcript, and then we would look at it with our admissions and records staff, of course, to see what they've done, both in their job, in their MOS, and then also in their schools that they've been in the military. The military sends our service members to so many schools. So we look at that, we see, and then we see what their goal is. I mean, we have to know what the goal is in order to really maximize those credits. So from there, we can make a plan. And then, again, whether they want to take a test and test out of a course, whether they want to do the portfolio, or if we can just look at their transcripts and give them credit that way. There's many, many ways that we can sit down with the student and see what they want to do and how Germana can help them do that.
But Nicole was talking about just some of the programs out there, and you can find out perhaps get schooling free. I could see coming and sitting down with you and walking out and seeing that I've got this, that I can either, this information that can either go into a portfolio or actual credits that I can get, and it can change the direction of your life in some cases.
Oh, absolutely. And if we can help them get their associate's degree as inexpensively as possible, that gives them more opportunity to go on for their bachelor's and then on to even a master's degree. So it's really to maximize their benefits that they've earned through their service.
You mentioned when earlier in the show about also some of this being combined with some CLEP credits.
Yes. And the exciting news about that is Germana is now a CLEP testing site. So whether you are a Germana student or not, you're able to come and take the CLEP test. Obviously, we hope you will become a Germana student if you're not. But yes, you can come to the Fredericksburg Area High-Tech Testing Center and schedule to take a CLEP exam. That's all that information is on our website. You would sign up on the website to take a CLEP test, and you could even see what credit we award for which CLEP exams.
Bill Anderson, who's the veteran mentor supervisor. Bill, you started off the show by talking about how you've just been at Germana a month or so, but that the fact that just the high energy and the excitement of this program, you can see it just by talking with the three of you this morning, how this particular grant that you're using to for mentors and in various things with the program, this is exciting stuff, exciting times at Germana, and what you're able to offer veterans out there.
I've been very impressed in the short time that I've been there with the interest and enthusiasm in helping veterans, not only in the, you know, entering the college system, but also the whole idea of the prior learning program, and realizing that Germana is trying to put together kind of a toolbox of things that are, you know, designed to help the student veteran transition from active duty into the college environment, and at the same time keeping his eyes or his ears or her eyes on a goal in the future of what, you know, what they want to do. And so I guess my part is the is to provide them with some kind of a positive role model that, you know, kind of gives them correct steerage, you know, to use the naval term, kind of steer them in the right direction.
And I would think as a veteran walking into the office, and no matter what level you are of comfort of with what higher education is, the fact that you or Bob Dixon or Allie or Nicole, you all have such background in with military situations and can speak the language and would put a lot of people at ease.
I hope so. I mean, the first thing that you hear when someone walks in is, "How can I help you?" from somebody and that's there. And and you know, as we've mentioned here this morning, some of these processes that you have to go through to get courses and all, I mean, it looks like it's really extremely difficult for some of these folks. But the people that are in the Veterans Center, you know, they make it simple. They help them out, sit down with them, go mm-hmm. through it with them, you know, sit next to them in another chair on the computer and help them do their course selections and all that kind of stuff. So I've been very impressed with, you know, what we've been doing there.
The office again is in the Fredericksburg campus of Germana. What building or where are you located at the Fredericksburg campus?
That's the Dickinson Building, the number one building.
The first one you get there.
We're down in the, you know, in the ground floor, okay. In the basement, kind of back in the back. But we'd like some windows sometime. But I guess that's.
You got to get a little bit bigger.
You get a little bigger.
Get another
new building.
Yes.
Hey, we'll work on that. Make a note.
Veterans and Germana Community College are our focus this morning. When next time Dr. Sam comes in, I'll make a wish list start doing that. We're talking about Veterans and Germana Community College this morning with Bill Anderson, Allie Dudley, and Nicole Geisenhoff. More on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Talking about veterans in Germana Community College this morning, Bill Anderson here, Nicole Geisenhoff, and Allie Dudley. Bill, we were talking earlier about mentoring, and that's one of the things that you're looking to match up mentors and veterans, and talk again about you're still looking for people and businesses that could be mentors.
Well, yeah, as I mentioned earlier, we're just really getting off the ground, and we're still taking some baby steps, but we're going to be picking up momentum. You know, reaching out to the community through various media, looking for potential mentors, people who are interested in, you know, positively impacting the lives of student veterans at Germana. So, you know, if I could just ask everyone to kind of look out for more information, and if you hear about it, contact us, and we'll start the process.
And if you're interested in being a mentor, just get a hold of you at Germana Community College through the Veterans Program. And like you said earlier, you're not looking for long term commitments. You're just looking for people that can be mentors and help veterans figure out what they, you know, where they're going to land.
Yeah, our plan is that you have a relationship through the academic year, which generally runs from August to May. And if you want to continue that a personal relationship after that, that's free to the two individuals involved. You don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, again, you're right. It's not a long term commitment. We're just talking about helping a student prepare themselves or herself for future career development.
And speaking of the academic year, it's coming upon us. Nicole, too late to sign up for things?
Absolutely not. We're gearing up for our fall semester. Fall classes start August 19th, and we're here. We're ready to help. Students can come on in, and we'll help you get registered. We'll walk you through the process.
I guess it varies from person to person, but if a person knows what they want and that shouldn't take too long in a lot of cases.
It shouldn't. Obviously, it varies by the student. There's certainly some things maybe you have to do before time, taking placement tests or any of those types of things. But we are here. We'll help you with that, let you know what you need to do. And I also just wanted to throw it out there for other veterans or family members in the community that are using their GI Bill benefits or have questions about them. We're here to serve you, not just as a Germana student, but just as a member of the community. Any questions, please contact us. We're here, and we're really happy to help.
Yeah, and you've described a lot of things about the GI Bill and about family members being involved and in all of that. So there are a lot of things out there that you can provide some assistance with.
Right, there's a lot of resources out there, and we're happy to help connect you with them and just take some of the mystery out of this process. You know, they've served our country, and we're happy to be here to serve them.
Allie Dudley here, she's an advanced standing counselor, which is a great title, and
yes.
Look great on a card.
Yes. You've
talked about just matching up what people do out there, and you're able to help in some cases get people credit for what they've accomplished and done in the military.
Absolutely. I know a lot of commercials have been on lately for for-profit universities and colleges showing that you can get credit through non-traditional means. And Germana is on that as well. It's not just for-profit universities. The regular community colleges and universities are also offering this service. So we want people to know about it and to put the word out there. If you have past experience or military credit and you just want to know what you would get if you came to Germana, we can discuss that too. And we can go through that and see what kind of credit you'll come in with.
Veterans at Germana Community College, great discussion this morning, everyone. Thank you for coming in. We'll definitely do more on this in the future. Thanks.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's it for Town Talk.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.